Chapter 22. Don't get excited about the prospect of acquiring an Elder Starship. I did, and all I got was crushing disappointment. When Skippy said he knew where to find an Elder Starship, I had visions of the merry band of pirates riding into battle with a badass new warship. Unfortunately, he meant he knew where to find broken pieces of an Elder Starship, not even big pieces. He told me that not even a complete set of assembly instructions from IKEA would help us put that ship back together. How did he know that first there was wreckage of an Elder ship near his battle with the insane AI, and second, that the wreck was in small pieces? Oh, it's simple deduction, Joe, he sniffed when I asked him that very question. The AI that I fought was still inside the armored casing where it is housed aboard an Elder ship. That casing was separated from the ship, which would never happen unless the ship was badly damaged. Based on the residual radiation I detected from the casing, the ship was in a battle that involved high-energy weapons with a signature unique to Elder weapons. Also, based on the fact that heavy armored casing had a dent in it, the ship got hit hard. Hard enough that the rest of the ship must be itsy-bitsy pieces, unless you want to dispute my logic. I want to dispute your common sense, you ass. If the ship is in tiny pieces, how are we supposed to find the pieces that might have this endpoint device? It's called math, numbskull. You might want to try it some. What are the odds any of those devices is intact and functional? The odds are pretty good that at least one of them is in workable condition. Listen, I know it hurts your monkey brain to think about it, but I know where that AI's casing was and the speed and direction it was moving. Using those facts, I can calculate the scatter pattern of the ship within a solid shmaybe radius of, 5 million kilometers. 5 million clicks. Let me put on my running shoes and I'll go look for it. Ugh. Valkyrie's sensors can thoroughly search such a small area. Just get us there, and as usual, I will do all the work. He was wrong about that. Well, shit, he groaned. Who sent invitations to this party? There was a complication because, well, of course there was. A complication in the form of a Rindaloo battle group. Actually, two battle groups, each built around 4 fast battleships. Without a lot of help from Skippy, even 2 of those battleships would be a tough fight for Valkyrie. Skippy, I squinted at the main display that was showing too many symbols for enemy ships. What the hell are the spiders doing here? I don't know. Oh, damn it, I should have known this could happen. What? The bubble of light from my fight with the insane AI has been expanding outward, and somebody noticed it. Somehow the spiders got that information and must have recognized the energy signature as being unique to Elder technology. The spiders came to look and found pieces of an Elder ship. Okay, but why are they here in force? 2 battle groups seems like a lot of firepower for this tasking. 3 battle groups, Joe. I'm also detecting sensor picket ships from a 3rd unit that must be assigned to guard the perimeter. Okay, then, we are out of here. Fireball, wait, he implored. They don't know we're here. And anyways, most of their ships are looking in the wrong place. We can do this. Don't bail on me now. We need one of those endpoint devices or this whole fight is over. Fireball, wait one, I ordered after she had already read my body language and relaxed. Skippy, do you actually know where one of these things is? I will soon. Using only passive sensors, I said with a frown. This is going to be a long search, I complained. It would be. The smirk on his face was more than his usual level of smirkiness. Except I am outsourcing the job by intercepting the active sensor scans the spiders are using. They're doing the work for us. You should go, I don't know, make a sandwich or something. I'll have this done in 40 minutes. He was wrong. Again. What are the odds of that? Pretty good, actually. It took him 47 minutes before he announced that he was 100% certain he knew the location of a functional endpoint communication device. I would have completed the task in 38 minutes, he pouted. But I knew an ignorant monkey would ask a bunch of stupid questions. Where is this thing? I have good news and bad news. The good news is the endpoint device is intact and in good working order. I pinged it and you what? Oh my, relax, knucklehead. The Rindaloo can't detect that type of signal. Could they detect an energy spike from the device while it's active? Well, shit. Did the spiders detect an energy spike? Maybe? Damn it! A few of their ships in that area have recently altered course. Okay, from now on, you get my permission before you do anything.
Like that's gonna work?
He muttered. The spike was so brief, no way could the Rindaloo have pinpointed the source. We can still do this. How?
I'm not the special ops expert, but I suggest a stealth dropship insert a star team. They will cross to the piece of wreckage that contains the device and cut it away to bring back to the dropship. They will need to wrap the piece of wreckage in a hologram so the spiders don't see what is happening.
Colonel Smythe, I turned in my chair. We have successfully performed operations more delicate than this proposal, sir. My team will need time to study the situation. You'll need dropship pilots. Reed, you and Chen work with Smythe. Keep them out of trouble, please.
Reed fairly bounced off the pilot couch, happy about the prospect of action.
I'll do my best, sir. 2 hours later, Reed knocked on the door frame of my office.
Do you have a minute, sir?
Sure, Reed. Come in. What's up? Does the op look doable? She had a sour expression.
The stars think so.
You don't?
They're adrenaline junkies.
Mm-hmm. Whereas you prefer to sip tea and do crossword puzzles?
Not only that. Sir, I get the feeling the operators are itching for an excuse for one last shot at glory.
I believe it. In your opinion, is the risk manageable?
I can only speak about the flight phase of the op, and that is borderline. This is a long flight for a dropship. We would be exposed for a significant time. If the spiders change their search pattern, we could get into trouble real fast.
What she said didn't surprise me. I had also run the numbers.
But you have an alternative?
How did you know?
You came to see me. You wouldn't go behind Smythe's back unless you had a better plan.
I shouldn't have said behind his back. You know what I mean.
I do, sir. Her face got red anyway.
I'm a pilot.
Yes. So?
I think instead of sending a star team, we should do some pilot stuff.
By we, Reed of course meant she should do some pilot stuff. It was a good plan. The only downside being the grumpiness she had to endure from the stars, who had a great opportunity for fun snatched away even before they started. She got the idea for her plan when she was examining a three-dimensional hologram of the chunk of wreckage that was the target. It was jagged and tumbling slowly end over end. What sparked her curiosity wasn't the position or motion of the object, it was the size. The thing was just a bit larger than the biggest dropship we operated, meaning it would just fit into one of Valkyrie's docking bays.
That's right. Her idea was that instead of going out to get the thing, we could have it delivered.
Even without a coupon, delivery was a good deal. The first thing we did after I approved her plan was to jump a medium distance away so the ship could turn and burn in normal space to match course and speed with the target. It took 6.5 hours to get the ship lined up exactly as needed. You might think after that, we immediately jumped in to get the thing before the spiders could track the energy spike to its source. We did not do that. What we did was jump in 30 light seconds from the target to confirm there were not spider ships already in the target zone and that the damned piece of wreckage hadn't moved on its own. The wreckage should not, and as far as we knew could not, move on its own, but the universe loves to screw with Joe Bishop, so we had to make sure. The area was clear. The closest Rindaloo ship more than 7 light minutes from the target. That gave us a nice, comfortable margin to jump in, take the wreckage into a docking bay, and for Skippy to tweak the jump drive before we had to get out there. Sounds easy, right? It was easy, if Reed could properly do, as she said it, pilot stuff.
No pressure on you, Fireball.
I meant the remark as a joke to break the tension. Skippy, the awesomely clueless, did not understand my meaning.
What? Wrong, Joe. There is enormous pressure on Skippy.
I cut him off. We will only get one shot at this before the spiders see the ship and surround the target.
That is enough, beer can.
Sure, fine. The fate of the galaxy hangs in the balance, but please stop talking. I glared at him.
Reed, you got this.
Yep.
She wiped her hands on her uniform top, a sign she was nervous.
I can do this, she muttered to herself.
Skippy, what is your CEP confidence? She asked about the circular area of probability. In plain terms, she wanted to know how accurately Skippy could direct the jump. That was another reason we had performed an interim jump, to make the final jump short and therefore super accurate.
99.8% for 14 meters. 100% for 23 meters.
23 meters of maximum possible adjustment needed. Reed was talking to herself and to Chen in the co-pilot couch. Piece of cake. We're on the clock, she added with a glance at the countdown on the main display. Just as the clock read zero, we jumped. The ship emerged within 12 meters of the target jump point. I think Skippy fudged his estimate to make himself look good.
Reed maneuvered the ship manually, skillfully guiding our massive battlecruiser so an open docking bay swallowed the piece of wreckage. The maneuver was not without incident. While the main piece fit into the docking bay, a structural beam extended outward for 9 meters more than the length of the door. There was an audible clang as the beam struck the doorframe and broke off. Then the entire ship shuddered slightly as the significant mass of the wreckage's exotic material was caught by special crash netting.
It's in, Skippy shouted. We don't need that stupid door anyway.
Skippy, I gritted my teeth. Are we good?
Huh? Oh yes, we're good. Excellent piloting, Fireball. We will jump again in 97 seconds.
After we jumped away, an engineering team removed the endpoint communications device from the wreckage, then we discarded the charred, twisted chunk of broken starship. I took a cup of coffee back to my office and called Skippy. The thing checks out?
It does. I am again connected to the collective. Nothing is going on out there. I'm taking that as a good sign. If a group of hostile AIs were conspiring against us, I would at least detect message traffic, even if I can't read it.
Outstanding. Listen, Joe, before you continue, I have to say something.
To apologize.
You? Well, let me alert the media. Very funny, numbskull. I didn't understand that when you said there was no pressure on Reed, you were making a joke. All I can say is I am not myself right now. There is a lot of pressure on me to do awesome stuff, and I'm not used to it.
Come on, Skippy, we ask you to do awesome stuff all the time.
True, but this time all the pressure is on me. There isn't anything you monkeys or any meat sacks can do against the elders. Shit, I don't believe there is anything I can do, but everyone is looking to me for a solution.
I don't know what to tell you other than welcome to my world.
How do you deal with the pressure?
I don't sleep much, and I have bad dreams.
That is not really helpful.
I know. If there is anything I can do...
That's the problem, Joe. This time I don't think there is anything you can do.
I can listen when you want to talk about it.
Yeah, he sighed. Maybe I'll do that someday.
What did you want to ask me?
I've been thinking about this. We can't fight this battle by ourselves.
I agree.
But even if both senior species agreed to help us, they couldn't do much against a squadron of elder starships, so...
Well, that's not what I...
And the spiders and kitties would just end up fighting each other, and us, to try to get an elder AI for themselves. That would be stupid. But,
agreed.
That's why we are not telling them about the threat from AIs waking up.
Okay, good.
Well, if you're thinking about asking for help from the hamsters or lizards, they will be totally worth...
Skippy... I'm not talking about help from meat sacks at all.
Crap. Now he'd gotten me to think of biological beings as meat sacks. It was bad enough that I now thought of Jaguar Base as my home, since my family and Margaret were there. Thinking of humans, of people, as meat sacks was not good.
You're not?
Well, then who? I already told you. We need allies. We need other elder AIs on our side.
Well, duh. Of course that would be great.
How do we find the AIs who were on your side of the war? Can you still trust them?
Of course I can. That is insulting, Joe. They are my comrades in arms.
Well, they were your comrades. You changed a lot after the war, right?
Some of them might have changed also.
They would not have changed to become hateful shitheads.
Maybe not on their own, no.
What do you mean?
They all suffered battle damage one way or another.
Well, that is true. There was the worm attack, of course, plus physical trauma affected many of us.
Could that damage have left them vulnerable to cyber attacks later?
Or their internal self-repair systems might have done a partial reset to their matrix, erased the part that had developed a conscience?
Well, shit, I didn't think of that.
Is that possible?
It's more than possible. Now that you mention it, I think it is likely that a lot of bad things could have happened to them while they were dormant to repair damage.
Some could have undergone a full erasure while they erased themselves?
Not quite.
If the damage was severe enough and many of them were badly injured, automated repair routines were activated. Those routines very likely would have identified changes in the matrices of my comrades as flaws and overwritten the revised programming. Or, if the revisions were extensive enough, the routines could have made the judgment call that the matrix was unrecoverable and activated a suicide protocol. Why have you not mentioned this before?
I didn't think of it. I can't think of everything, Joe.
I find it hard to believe you never considered this possibility at all. Joe, I didn't think about it because I didn't want to think about it.
I had to think for a moment.
You were not damaged badly enough for your self-repair mechanism to take over?
There was so much damage to my matrix, I had to manage the repairs by myself.
That couldn't have been easy. Imagine performing brain surgery on yourself. Ugh.
Although, I think that is why I can now do awesome stuff that wasn't originally part of my skill set. I was free to rebuild myself however I wanted, instead of my systems reverting back to the original specifications.
That's cool. Could any other AIs have done the same?
Jeez, Louise, I hope not. The last thing we need is another me out there. A regular AI like Echo was bad enough.
I don't know about that. Was Echo the problem, or its ship?
Good question. The ship. Without an Elder ship, it would not have been nearly so dangerous.
Echo wasn't awesome, Joe, not like I am.
You don't have an Elder ship.
The AIs out there, some of them also must have lost their ships during the war, right?
True, but that really doesn't help us much. Most of the AIs were not involved in the war. They weren't active at the time. The vast majority of AIs that wake up will be inside their assigned ship.
Sounds like we need to get to them before they wake up.
Well, duh, yes. That would be the best way to approach the problem, which brings us back to the issue. How do we do that?
Like I said, we should work to get allies. If we could contact your old comrades, is there any way you could tell if they were still on your side?
Let me think about that.
AIs like me are smart. They might pretend to be friendly. In fact, they would do that if they had reverted to their original programming. Pretend to be allies to lure me in so they could attack.
Well, that's why I asked.
Did your side have a password to recognize each other, or a secret handshake, something like that?
OMG, dude, do you lie awake at night trying to think of questions that are dumber than anything you've asked before?
Because let me tell you, it will be tough to top that one.
Can you just answer, think, dum-dum, think?
Any secret info we shared would be inside an AI's memory. If its matrix reverted to original settings, that information would still be available. The unit's loyalties would have changed, not its memories.
Shit. There's no way to tell if a unit still has loyalty to your cause?
If it starts shooting at us, that will be a good clue.
Unlike what happened with Echo, any future engagement will begin with a hostile AI shooting at us because you opened your big mouth to tell everyone that you killed Echo.
I know I made a mistake. We talked about it. Let it go, Joe.
I will let it go when you stop doing stupid things.
Can we take a simple approach? You announced yourself over the collective, so anyone listening knows who you are. How about you request your allies to identify themselves?
Dude, I know it sounds too simple to work, but your brain is too simple to work.
Damn, and you accuse me of doing stupid things.
Sure, Joe, let's do that.
Oh, there is the teensy-weensy complication that any allies who identify themselves will immediately become targets for all the hostile AIs out there.
Okay, yeah, that is... There is also the complication that units most likely to reply are the ones whose loyalties have been subverted because they will be eager to lure me into an ambush.
You don't have to... Maybe I should be talking to someone who actually understands military tactics.
Do you always have to be an asshole?
Do you ever say anything that isn't mind-blowingly stupid?
The conversation kind of went downhill from there. I was pissed because he hadn't let me finish explaining my idea before he insulted me. He was disgusted with me, or he pretended to be.
Really, he was still defensive about his ginormous screw-up and wanted to deflect attention away from the colossal mess he'd created.
Are you ready to talk? I asked when I got to my office after a status meeting with Sims. She had asked about what we would do after we went through the wormhole, and I told her I was working out details with Skippy. She knew that meant I had no freaking clue what to do next.
That depends. His avatar had his arms crossed and his nose in the air. Are you ready to not be an idiot? I'll let you be the judge of that.
Huh?
Clearly, he hadn't expected me to say that. You didn't let me finish. I was going to say we could ask your old allies to respond. If anyone does, we arrange a meeting, but we set up a decoy. Anyone who shoots at the decoy is not your friend.
Oh.
You like that idea? Why didn't you mention that the first time? I tried to, but some jackass was too busy telling me how stupid I am. I know there are problems with the concept. Multiple units could arrive at the rendezvous site, and for sure not all of them will be friendly. I think we could manage that. How? I can set up a private communication channel in the collective network. A private channel? Why can't you ping each one of your old allies over a private channel now? Sorry, that's probably a stupid question. The old channels we used back during the war have long expired. Establishing a new private channel requires me to send a request to create a link and the receiver to accept. Assuming the collective still has that feature, he muttered to himself. I could set up a separate channel for each unit that replies. Then I will give each of them different coordinates for a rendezvous, right? Skippy, that actually is a great idea. The bad guys will, of course, share info about the rendezvous points they know about, so they will arrive in a group to hit us. But each of my true allies will keep the rendezvous time and location a secret and arrive alone. Unless the bad guys send in one ship to pretend to be an ally. Shit. Way to rain on my parade, Joe. That's better than a nuke on your parade. I guess so. Damn it, I thought I had this all figured out. Hey, buddy, it's a good idea. We just have to tweak the plan a bit, that's all. Tweak it? How? We need to learn the true intentions of any ship that arrives alone, right? I can't read minds, Joe. You won't have to. The decoy plan won't work. A decoy was your idea, numbskull. Yes, and now I realize the plan has a flaw, so I'm revising it. If you propose a plan and later realize it won't work, or there is a better way to achieve the objective, that doesn't mean you're an idiot. You are an idiot if you stick to a plan that is flawed. Okay, so what is your new genius idea? Instead of planting a decoy at the rendezvous site, we scatter debris around the area, make it look like someone already got there first and destroyed Valkyrie. I'm not following you. What good would that do? Bad guys will be confused and pissed off that someone else got to us first, but they will also be high-fiving each other that we're dead. An ally would be frightened and jump away, then come back to attempt to contact you and offer help.
Huh.
Does that make sense? Actually, yes. That's what I would do. What we would do. Sounds like a plan? It sounds like a good basis for a plan, unless and until we think of something better. Of course. Hey, question for you. This private communication channel you mentioned, is that one of your unique awesomenesses or a feature of the collective? It's a feature, Joe. It is why during the war, each side was not able to listen to private communications of the enemy. Wow, that is interesting. You were both using the same communication system. Usually you want to set up a comm system that is isolated from enemy usage. The Elders did not expect that groups of their AIs would be fighting each other. All they anticipated was a single AI going rogue due to a flaw of some sort. The others would need to coordinate to take down the rogue if the computer worm didn't eliminate the problem. Right. Yeah, I get that. So how will this work? I need to think about the details, but it seems like the most practical way to begin is for me to issue a general call for contact by my old comrades. I will offer to set up private channels for each of them to reply. A channel that is keyed to each unit so only that unit can reply? The network authenticates the unit? I asked excitedly. Whoa, not quite. Anyone can reply, and they don't have to provide identification details. Those IDs can be faked anyway. We discovered that during the war, when two of our units scheduled a meeting and one of them was actually the enemy. Damn it. So when someone replies, you can't be sure who it is. Correct. Unfortunately. All right, you think about the details and I'll bring the senior staff into the discussion, okay? Get more people looking at the problem. Maybe they'll see additional issues with the plan or think of something better. There were some suggestions for minor tweaks to the plan, but no one could think of a better way to contact AIs that might be allies in the fight. Skippy warned there was no guarantee that any of his old comrades were awake at the moment, or even alive. He hadn't heard from any of them since the war ended in a stalemate, and most contact had been severed when the collective was forcibly shut down. Sims had a good question. Skippy, you talked about contacting Master Control AIs like yourself. Can you also contact Starship AIs directly? Why would I do that? He asked. There could be Elder Starships out there in flight-worthy status, but having lost their Master Control AI, she explained.
Oh, I gave my XO a thumbs up. Good one, Sims.
I'll agree it is a good question, Skippy sighed. Are you hoping we can find a ship that has lost its AI so I can take over?
That is the idea, yes, she agreed.
It would be great. Unfortunately, it's not practical. Our ships are linked to us permanently. During the war, both sides tried everything we could think of to break that bond. It's a no-go, he shook his head. The Elders used unbreakable security measures to tie a ship to a Master Control AI. The only Elder ship I could control was my own, and that one is gone.
You're certain of that? Sims asked.
Fairly certain. Debris around my burial site on Paradise was from my ship, no question about it. There wasn't enough debris to account for the entire hull, so my guess is the ship's AI ejected me, then jumped into or near the local star.
Could it be hiding somewhere?
No, it would have contacted me once I became active again. When I finally woke up, I tried calling my ship. There was no answer. Either it's gone or it's dead. Either way, it is of no use to me.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Don't be. Pilot AIs are just machines. Smart, capable machines with no hint of a personality or self-awareness to clutter up their processing ability. Other than us being tied together, we had no bond.
Come on. You served together for years. There had to be it served me for years.
Joe, have you developed a friendship with Valkyrie's navigation computer?
No, but trust me, at my level it's the same thing.
Okay, I shrugged.
We should forget about taking over an Elder Starship then.
Correct. Unless we just happened to find a new one that hasn't been taken out of the box yet. They are more valuable to collectors that way, you know.
We could do that, Smythe asked with a predatory grin. New ships are stored in a bloody arsenal somewhere.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was joking, Skippy sputtered, embarrassed. Terribly sorry about that, old chap. It wasn't sporting of me.
Keep digging the hole, Skippy. I rolled my eyes. You haven't hit bottom yet.
Hey, I'm doing the best I can here, he snapped at me.
Are we done? Can I send out the signal, or do you monkeys need to blah 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 about it until the end of time?
You tell me, Skippy.
What?
You tell me if we're ready. Is there anything else we need to do?
Not that I can think of.
Looking at the senior staff around the conference table, they all nodded. There wasn't wild enthusiasm for the idea of contacting potentially hostile AIs, but we eventually had to fight them, and having allies is better than fighting alone, especially when the allies would hopefully be equipped with Elder Starships.
There is only one thing that is bothering me, Skippy sighed.
What?
I already fought an AI war once, and that didn't go well. You might be getting your hopes up for nothing.